A disagreement over the Peterborough Police Service's budget surplus caused a pointed exchange of words at the General Committee of Peterborough City Council on Monday, June 22nd. The service ended their financial year with a surplus of more than $800,000, which a report prepared by City Finance Manager Richard Freeman recommended should be given entirely back to the police, in accordance with an ask from the Peterborough Police Service Board. Normally, any surplus the Peterborough Police run at the end of their budget year is divided 50-50 between the service and the city. The police claim they need the money this year to contribute to reserve funding, keep up with pay equity obligations, and replace radios they say are coming to the end of their workable life. Council gave the police an operating budget of $41.3 million last year after the service asked for a 10% increase to their funding from the year before. The amount they actually received was an increase of 9.22%, which translates to about $3.5 million, of which this year's surplus represents nearly a quarter. The surplus, which totals $826,943, is unprecedented for the service, which has mostly run tight surpluses in the thousands and not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mayor Jeff Leal, who also sits on the police board, expressed support for returning the entire surplus to the police. Here he is speaking to the motion on Monday the 22nd.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the recommendations, and I anticipated to when this a report was prepared that there might be a question regarding the $826,943 representing police services credit adjustment. That day would be transferred to reserves and allocated as it's been indicated in the report. Mr. Chair, one of the challenges that has been encountered with police budgeting in the last decade with the city is that often, or it happened all the time, that the police were not able to keep their full reserve amount, a surplus amount. Traditionally, it's been divided to 50% retained by the city of Peterborough and 50% by the police. That is not the normal practice throughout communities in the province of Ontario. But what it's done is if we had allowed the surpluses to build up in reserve over the last decade, when we implemented the human resource plan, which was approved by council a number of years ago to hire additional constables, our uniform staff and civilians, the money should have been drawn upon out of the reserve to handle those costs instead of going to the increase in the tax rate. So,
Councillor Keith Riel had some questions for Freeman about instead using the surplus to lower the 2027 tax rate, which is currently projected at over 6%.
Through the chair to Commissioner Freeman, the police board are asking to keep all of the $827,943 and put it in reserves. I believe in your report, you stated that the police will be asking for a 4% increase in the budget request. How do you know that is true? What would be the result if we use the $800,000 to lower the tax, their budget ask?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the question. A couple of thoughts. First of all, when it comes to the 4%, I'm happy to provide further clarity when we get to the budget information report. But essentially, that is my own city staff kind of perspective on the increases, recent increases from police services that have been provided by Council to Police Services. I am anticipating as treasurer a more a reduced request. So that's really my estimate of what that request is. Mr. Chairman, could the $826,000 be applied to the police ask in 2027? I think the answer to that is a couple of things. First of all, Mr. Chairman, we know that the police radio system is at end of life. We're already having conversations with the consultant Harris, and the cost for that system is a city responsibility. What we are anticipating, what I'm hoping that council will support here this evening, is a request to allow police services to keep the monies that the council's already provided them, so that we can actually use those monies for a city obligation that we know is coming. And let's save the back and forth of requesting some of the surplus back and then having police to make the ask. Because what will happen is we're going to increase our capital budget by whatever the amount is, essentially.
What is your plan to bring the budget under control?
Mr. Chairman, that's a big question.
Councillor Alex Burke, meanwhile, argued that council should have been provided multiple options for the allocation of police surplus funds as opposed to the one provided by staff, and motioned to defer the motion so as to have staff come back with a new set of options.
To me, it's crazy that council is being presented with only one option here, and that option that we're being presented with mirrors the Police Services Board request. We've had unprecedented tax rate increases. We have a police renovations budget that has ballooned, in my opinion. And these funds actually arose, like it was stated, from WSIB and benefits costs were lower than forecast. So this isn't grant funding. This is not externally restricted funding. This is not the result of council previously approving a dedicated reserve strategy. The Police Services Board letter acknowledges that staff at one point a long time ago recommended starting a radio reserve for this reason. I believe it was 15 years ago. So we're being asked, council is being asked, the taxpayers are being asked to address a known long-term internal planning issue through a one-time year-end adjustment.
Leal spoke against the deferral, implying the procurement of new radio equipment could be a matter of life and death.
What I don't get here, I mean, we got people in uniform. This radio system is coming to the end of its life. I mean, are we prepared to put people in jeopardy? I mean, it's the old line where the general was talking to the U.S. president and said, well, it's always easy to make decisions when you never wore the uniform. We have an obligation, in my view, and I get it. Maybe some around this table don't share my view, but we have an obligation to the men and women that wear the uniform to give them the best equipment available, because they're going in harm's way each and every day, Mr. Chair.
For the record, I can't find the quote that Leal mentioned, though people familiar with my reporting will be aware of the mayor's tendency to paraphrase things he believes 20th century politicians had said. Burke rebutted the mayor's argument, saying the issue is not with whether council supports the police, but accountability to the taxpayer.
I'm not in a position where I'm going to respond to hangman arguments. The argument is not whether or not we support the safety of our people in uniform. The motion to defer is to present council, who are the arbitrators of this money, of taxpayers' money, with what the options are. And we've heard from our treasurer that he made that decision based on input from the police board. And I'm not disrespecting his decision, but as a councillor who is the arbiter of taxpayers' funds, I would appreciate the opportunity in a circumstance like this, which is an atypical circumstance, for us to be given a full range of options. I went to a new counselor training, and the thing that stuck with me is that the guy who was delivering it has tons of experience in municipal politics, and he said council should always be given every option. And I'm being presented here as a counselor when this has been in the paper, when my constituents are asking me what is going to happen with this reserve fund when we are in crisis points across the city based on the same reasoning that we're supporting the police. And they're asking me what are the options available. And here we are tonight. I'm an elected official being presented one option.
Burke's deferral ultimately failed, with only councillors Joy LaChica and Leslie Parnell joining in its support. The main motion passed with Burke and LaChica against. Now the financial report containing the recommendation for the police surplus allocation will be passed onto the agenda for the June 29th meeting of Peterborough City Council, where council will vote on whether or not to give it final approval.
And that is carried. All right, 14B, 2027 budget information, Mayor Will.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.